Thank you for downloading this audio podcast from the Vocalise London Beyond Sight project.
Hello there. My name is Carl Johnson. I'm an actor. I work in the West End and I live in Kentish Town. And I want to tell you about a London landmark that has become dear to my heart for more reasons than one. It's the Pineapple Public House in Kentish Town. Its full address is 51 Leverton Street, London NW5 2NX. Now, to get there on public transport, you turn right out of Kentish Town Tube Station, take the first right into Leighton Road, and then the first left into Leverton Street. A short walk of no more than 5 minutes will bring you to the pub on your left-hand side on the junction with Rayleigh Mews. Now, I first came to Kentish Town a few days before Christmas in 1995, and I've stayed there ever since. It's the longest I've ever stayed anywhere in my life. I was born in South Wales and moved on just after my first term in secondary school. You see, my father left the colliery and re-enlisted into the Royal Air Force. So I travelled around a great deal, and then I became an actor and travelled around a great deal. And this is the first time I've really settled in one particular area and called it home. I first came across the Pineapple when I was walking up Leverton Street, with its cottage-style houses in soft pastel colours, pinks, blues and greens. I came across what seemed like an oasis. If you approach the pub at night, it looms rather quietly. With its lights on, there's something very warming about it. It hugs the corner. Its exterior painted a soft aquamarine. The pub sign, a painting of a pineapple, hangs above the door. Now, I passed the Pineapple a few times before going in. Entering through narrow double doors, you first come into a small porchway with a double doorway that's framed by thick red velvet theatre curtains. Rather apt in my case, I suppose. Because to walk through these curtains into the pub itself is like entering into another world. My first impression was how much like a country pub it was. Immediately in front of you, about 2 metres from the doorway, is the bar, with its dark brown mahogany panels. It has an extensive and impressive range of fine brewed ales. The bar is some 4 metres wide, with gently curving ends, around which a gathering of locals sit on bar stools, generating a buzz of conversation. There's always talk in the Pineapple. It's not a quiet pub, especially in the evening. The sound of people talking, people of all ages. Now, that's a lovely feeling. Behind the bar is a wall of mahogany separated into three panels. The two outer panels frame glass mirrors, delicately etched with the outline pattern of vases of flowers. Above, in the centre of the wall, brown metal clock face, complete with Roman numerals. The shelves in front of the mirrors, below the clock face, are home to a haphazard arrangement of bottles. The Victorian lettering spanning the width of the wall above the clock reads, "Wines, brandies and spirits." The pub is full of period detail. Hanging over the space between the doorway and the bar are two brass gas lights, each with five hook-like stems, with delicate bell-shaped pink glass shades hanging down at the ends. Each stem has its own gas valve, now redundant, of course. It's such features that provide the old-world feel of the pub. There's nothing souped up and modern. There's a sense that it's always been there, and it's always been like that. It feels authentic. In fact, if you were to write about a pub in a Victorian novel, say, this is the sort of pub you would describe. You can enter further into the pub by walking either side of the bar. Both routes lead to intimate, snug-like rooms with round-topped wooden tables and stools, arranged in front of dark, red leather bench seats that hug the walls. The walls themselves have beige-coloured wood panels at the bottom, all slightly scuffed, giving way to flock-effect wallpaper, a deep burgundy background highlights her swirling, feather-like leaf pattern, coloured soft gold. From the main bar area, the right-hand route leads you past walls that display a large, mahogany-framed mirror, etched with the letters Bass & Co. Pale Ale. This mirror hangs above a brown-tiled fireplace, one of many dotted around the pub. To the left of this mirror, a large, gilt-framed blackboard displays the pineapple's selection of wines, in chalk. Behind this blackboard, the snug that you enter is about 3 meters square. Behind the leather bench seats, tucked into the corners, small ledges house lamps that provide a soft glow through their red, gold-tasseled shades. Hanging above the snug, in the centre, is a delicate, glass-beaded chandelier. As you enter this snug, immediately to the left is a doorway that leads to a hallway where a wooden staircase runs up to a private kitchen that cooks up a fine Thai meal, the menu of which can be found at the bar. A brass plaque hangs on the right-hand wall of the hallway, which tells the story of the pub's rescue from the hands of developers. It reads, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, "The Pineapple War, 2001 to 2002. Steadfast patrons and willing allies, dubious pros, honest artisans, barflies, wheeler dealers with no visible means of support, rallied to the clarion call. They came in droves. Many prepared to lay down their wives for the cause. Fighting shoulder to shoulder until the pub was listed and the diaspora could come home again for a well-deserved pint." Walk across the hallway past the foot of the stairs, and you enter the side of the pub that runs to the left of the bar. This snug has a larger marble-framed fireplace in its left-hand wall, above which hangs another original Bass & Co. framed mirror. A small bookcase houses a range of old paperback books and a jumble of traditional board games, Cluedo, Scrabble, and Connect Four. An antique wooden standard lamp with gold tasseled shade, slightly skewed, stands next to the bookcase. Continue past the lamp and you enter a slightly smaller snug, with a leather bench seat on the right and a couple of tables. Set against the opposite wall is a two-seater sofa with ornately carved mahogany arms, upholstered in burgundy and gold velvet. A final doorway leads into the only modern feature of the pub, a conservatory extension, with green wooden frame windows and doors that lead to a small outdoor garden. The conservatory has wooden bench seats and wicker chairs. When I first decided to go into the Pineapple, sure enough, almost straight away, I met someone I had met previously in Berlin. Pubs are like that, I guess. Having moved around so much in my younger years, I never thought of myself as someone who would ever have a local. I didn't think I'd ever choose to have one. The idea used to smack to me of pipe and slippers and games of draughts, that sort of thing. Although, nothing wrong with that, I guess. The Pineapple has won many awards, the most recent being Camera Pub of the Year 2012, making it a place where people want to go. But it retains its local feel. So yes, I think I can safely say that the Pineapple has become just that, my local. I've turned into someone with a local. If I wasn't there, I'd miss it. I'd miss my friends. Ted the bookseller, Martin the journalist, and Jack, who I've known over many years. I'd miss seeing their familiar faces and the way we readily re-enter our conversation. I'd miss that. And I think that's what a pub's all about. That's what a good local's all about. Oh, and did I mention I met my girlfriend there? How about that? I didn't go there looking to meet someone. We were just introduced by a friend and started talking about what a lovely pub it was. So yes, it's dear to my heart in more ways than one. Do pop in. You never know what you may discover. Or who you may meet there.